Yeah, Julie, skydiving is another thing that I want to do. But skydiving, we have two types. We have one that is called tandem diving, T-A-N-D-E-M, tandem. Tandem basically means connected. So tandem
Connected.
diving means that there is an instructor who is like connected to your body from in the back, and he is the one who is controlling the parachute, and you just dive and you enjoy, and you are not in control. Like the instructor or the person behind you, he controls where you're going, what time the parachute will open, blah 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 blah. So it is okay, it's safe if you want to do it for the first time. But for me personally, I want to study about it and do it alone on my own.
Okay, so have you tried once?
No, unfortunately, skydiving, when I was in Dubai, I wanted to try it. But for that day, they were like sold out, and I did not have time to do it. But anytime I go there, yes, for sure, I want to do it for sure.
Yeah, Dubai, another place I want to go. 也是我想去的一个地方啊。但是 anyway, maybe we can try the sport somewhere else in the world, right? Adam 提到说这个 skydiving, 我们刚才说了半天的是这种叫高空跳伞。By the way, Adam, skydiving, is it the same as parachuting?
Parachuting is different because in parachuting, what you do is, it's a competitive sport. It is like skydiving, but in skydiving, the aim is for you to get down. It is the aim is that you make it down alive. Parachuting, the aim is that in on the ground, you have like a target, like you know how you play dart and there's like a bullseye. So similarly, in parachuting, you have like a particular area. So you have to move your parachute so that you can drop down, or when you touch the ground, you touch the ground in that bullseye.
Bullseye, what, how does it spell?
B-U-L-L-S.
Bullseye.
A-E-Y. Yeah, bullseye.
Bullseye. 我解释一下，就是 dot， 大家知道就是玩的那个飞镖，飞镖，然后有一个中间那个 center， 对吧？那个东西就是 bullseye， 就是你瞄准的那个靶心啊。所以呢 ，so we just mentioned that skydiving is a bit different from parachuting。就 skydiving 是高空跳伞，那 parachuting 呢，我觉得也是高空跳伞，但是他们两个不一样的地方呢，像我刚才说到是 skydiving 就是 you get on the aim actually is you get down to the ground and maintain alive， 还是活着的。然后 parachuting 的话
，yeah,
parachuting is like you have a target on the ground and you need to, you know, there is a target like a bull's eye, like the bull's eye of the dart, right, on the ground. You need to just approach that bull's eye on the ground. Yeah.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right, Julie. It's a competitive sport. So just like any other sport you play, you get points for where you are landing and how good you are. I don't know too much about the sport, but yeah, that's how it works, basically.
So this one is more, can we say skillful or more complex? Requires more skills.
Yes, absolutely, you're right. These are done only by professionals. Skydiving is not a big deal for them. It's a daily thing. But skydiving for people like you and me, it's something very special, and we don't usually get to do it on a daily basis or something.
Yeah, might be expensive too. 我觉得就这种运动也会很昂贵，虽然它本身就已经很吓人了哈。Okay, 刚才 Adam 提到说 tandem。Tandem is like something that can connect you and an instructor. Instructor 就是指导员，指导你去做这个运动的人。你在高空跳伞的时候，会有一个东西呢，把你和这个 instructor connect 连接起来。这个东西叫做 tandem, T-A-N-D-E-M. So the instructor will be the one to control the direction and everything, during this process of, you know, skydiving, not you. So this is for some novice or rookies, right? Like you.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
If you're gonna try it for the first time, you can try it with them for sure.
Yeah, I definitely will not go to parachuting first. Yeah. 对，所有人的话，如果想学高空跳伞，肯定是从这个 S 开头，就是 skydiving 开头的啊，去做这件事情，不要从 parachuting 开始。 we have gone through so many things about sports, and I think we've actually helped our, you know, listeners if they want to take the test in IELTS and will just come across such a topic called like sport. So can we just sum up a bit about the vocabulary we've been through, and you can quiz me. It's your session, your turn.
Surely. Julie, the first quiz or the first question would be coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me the meaning for that?
Coordinate in Chinese is 协调, very easy. In English, it's like, for example, if you are about to play badminton or tennis or table tennis, you need to make sure that your hands, your eye, and your legs can work very good together to make sure that you can catch the ball.
You can say they can work in sync.
Work in sync, yeah.
Sync.
S-Y-N-C, right?
C.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
对，刚才 Adam 有教我一个啊，就是说呢，你可以讲说你的手眼脚协调的话，不用 coordinate 这个词，可以说他们呢 make sure your hands and legs and eyes can work in sync. Sync 是就 synchronize 那个词，对吧？就是 S-Y-N-C. 对，就这是一个缩写了。Yeah, now very good answer for the first question. Let me challenge the second one. Okay.
All right. The second word would be adrenaline.
Adrenaline is a kind of hormone produced by our body when we get really excited or thrilled or scared, maybe.
Yeah, Julie, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
We call adrenaline the fight or flight hormone. So if you have to fight...
Mm-hmm.
That will make your blood go, that will make you excited,
mm-hmm.
or flight. Flight means to run away.
Okay, so F-I-I-G-H-T, right? Flight.
Yes.
Ah, 就是这个。
So if you have to run away, both of them will be caused by adrenaline.
Well, yes. I think I've heard the Chinese version of that. 就是它这个肾上腺素的话确实有一个中文的对应就是战争或逃跑的荷尔蒙，就你决定到底你要去进行战斗呢，还是你要去 flee 就逃跑，对不对 ？Run away 这样的一个荷尔蒙，所以叫fight or flight hormone. Okay, got it. Thank you.
And the last word I want to ask you about is tandem. Can you tell me about that, please?
Tandem is T-A-N-D-E-M. Yeah, if we mention tandem in skydiving, the sport of skydiving, it means something that can connect you with an instructor. So it's specifically good for some rookies or novice when you first try the sport to make sure that the instructor will be the one to make it safe and control the direction or something.
Absolutely right. Very nice, Julie. Very nice. Perfect.
Okay.Okay, so we've just got so much time for the session. Thank you so much for listening. Leave us some comments and answer one question. So the question would be, what is your favorite sport? Yeah, do you have a favorite sport? Why do you like it? And the second one, Adam, please.
Okay, guys. So on from my side, the second question would be, which sport do you thinkIf you would like to try in the future, which will give you an adrenaline rush?
Yeah, that's a great question. 是的，其实我们都有冒险的这样的一颗心，只是我们不知道什么时候会去实现。我们真的也想知道哪些是你想去尝试的极限运动呢？就是这种说 sport that can drive your adrenaline up. Okay, 这样的运动 give you adrenaline rush in the future that you want to try. Okay, so see you next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye. Thank you, Adam.
All right, Julie. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. Gonna love you like me.